Greetings, Encyclopedia. I'm the An Idiot. Today's top story, bro-on-bro taser violence reaches an all-time high. The rate of taser incidents involving two or more bros has reached its highest point in history, researchers at the University of Florida announced today, after releasing the results of almost 15 years of study and analysis on the topic. Bro-on-bro taser violence has been on a slow but steady rise ever since both bros and tasers became prevalent in the 90s, lead researcher Timothy Farnsworth said. But it seems like recently there's been an unusual and severe spike in these incidents in the last year alone. Results of the study indicate that early instances of violence were relatively rare and involved little actual malice. Most of the recorded occurrences were just a case of a few bros getting their hands on a taser so you could withstand the shock with the most poise. Most bros were willing to absorb this pain, and even some pulled the trigger on themselves, said Farnsworth. Surely more a way to impress females, or get laid, to use the vernacular. But Farnsworth says that at some point, a large number of bros began to realize the true power tasers held and started using their non-lethal weapons as a means of physical assault. Causes shifted from merely settling bets to settling arguments, shouting matches, and cases of dissent. It's hard to put a finger on a specific instance that turned the tide, but if I had to choose one, I'd have to say the DMB Hootie Battle of 1994, Farnsworth said, referring to the riot that broke out in North Carolina State Fraternity after a schism arose that put fans of the Dave Matthews Band and Hootie and the Blowfish at odds. Ever since that tumultuous event, tasers have been more and more and more become a presence in conflicts between bros. Research indicates that everything from the choice of brand name, the choice of cheap American beer, has been a factor in one taser fight or another. Recent feud between wearers of Abercrombie and Finch and wearers of American Eagle tragically ended with at least 14 bros temporarily paralyzed. These bros prefer the taser to other weapons because it's an easy, convenient, and frankly hilarious way to assert superiority in a conflict, said Susan DeJesus, another researcher on the study. If a bro catches another bro with his woman, he can simply whip out his taser, tase the perpetrating bro, let him flop around a little, twitch a little bit, take the girl back. It's a very favorable method from their point of view. In comparison with other similar studies, it was found that the rate of taser violence between bros was higher than that of dudes, buddies, and even homies. It's certainly an interesting phenomenon, especially considering the near-exclusivity the bro demographic has in this specific type of violence, Farnsworth noted. Concerned politicians have already made a response to the disconcerting news. When the Congressional Bro Caucus convened today, Representative Dane Diller of California made an impassioned speech to his fellow bros. "This is like totally not cool, bros," said Diller, whose baseball cap was worn forwards to emphasize the gravity of the situation. "Why can't we, like, get along or whatever? We can't be doing this kind of shit to each other. It's not chill. I have, like, this dream, you know. The dream that someday bros will be judged not for the color of their polo shirts, but for the level of their tolerance to really high quantities of alcohol." "Rock on," added Diller. The speech received a rousing, incoherent yell from the concerned membership. The caucus is planning on holding a town hall-style meeting on the topic, which they hope will be a civil way to explore a means to stop this violent and disrespectful trend. I'm the An Idiot, and this has been UnNews. Thank you.